take him off the pitch. Every player from 1 to 11 was bitterly disappointed with the result. You know, I think at minimum we deserved a draw of the game, you know. First half, like, by far we had the better of the chances, and we had a penalty claim turned down and we had a goal disallowed. So we didn't fear them, you know. And as you says, like, Shelburne, there's no doubt about it, they're going to be promoted next year. And they just beat Bowes 4-2 two or three nights previous. So I have to say, overall, like, performance-wise, I was delighted, but obviously result-wise, a wee bit disappointing, yeah.
Kevin, you were saying that no luck, a goal disallowed and a possible penalty chance. That seems to be the way things go when you're in a bad run. You never seem to get the run of any luck at all. And I was up at a couple of your games, and it seems to be that way. You play nice football at times, and it's just sometimes you need a bit of luck.
You definitely do. No matter what you do, whatever sport you play in, you need that wee bit of luck. I don't think referees will give you the decision in wee 50-50s, especially when you're away from home. It's easy for them to give the home side. But we don't even seem to be getting that home or away at the minute. So I'm just hoping our fortunes will change. And I said to them last night that, like, our season really does start next Friday under a new management team. So, like, there's a lot to look for. Like, literally, the only way is up, obviously, because we're sitting second from bottom. But there's definitely a lot of positives to pick from the game last night, you know.
Yes, hopefully a new manager will be in by next Friday night. But just looking at last night, you had to make a few changes to the team. You have a lot of injury problems. You're injured yourself. Conor O'Grady, Paddy McLaughlin. And you made a couple of changes, bringing in Garvin Freel as one on.
Yeah, I was a wee bit worried going down. We were lacking that wee bit of experience on the pitch. But the formation we played and the actual personnel was available, like, I thought, down to a T, they done everything I asked of them. And obviously, if we'd have got that wee bit of luck, we could have won the game. So, and Garvin came in up front. He recovered pretty quickly from the injury that he had, and I asked him to do a job, if he could do a job for 45 minutes or even around 60 minutes, and he did. He done it very well. I couldn't ask for any more from him, you know.
Kevin, you're obviously waiting on a new manager to come in now, but as you say yourself, there's only one way to look now when things are going like that. You just have to try and look ahead and lift the spirits of the squad, as opposed to look ahead to next week.
That's the way it's been all week since, like, I was asked to take control of the team. These things happen in football. Managers come and go, players come and go. These happen all the time. I've seen it, I don't know, numerous times, now nearly a dozen times. And, like, some of these players, the first time they've been involved in the manager or been sacked and things. So it's just a matter of getting under head that these things happen. You have to move on. Football, a week's a long time in football. And you have to move on. So, like, apparently we're going to announce the new manager on Monday. So, like, all these players, like, there's no doubt about it, this team's not far away from turning the corner and getting points on board. And we have a couple of home games come up now, and we would expect to pick up a lot of points there.
You would think a new man coming in, the squad, that it should be automatic morale lifting, because every man still has to impress the new manager. Now they're no good sitting back thinking, well, I'm on the team. You're going to have to impress the new man as he comes in.
That's right. I think everybody's starting off afresh. So anybody who's done well in the past, I think it doesn't count for nothing. Everybody's starting off clean, so you're going to have to impress the new manager, and that's bottom line. And I think maybe a change in management now anyway is going to freshen the whole thing up, and hopefully we'll start putting points to work, Kenny.
Right, Kevin, well, thanks for joining. We appreciate that, but you don't want to announce the new manager by any chance and let us know here live and air?
I've got a funny idea who it is, but I think a chairman will be on the phone right away after. He wouldn't be too happy now. But the two candidates that they have narrowed down to, Kenny, are pretty experienced, and I'd be happy with any one of them, you know. And I think, chatting to the chairman this morning, I think they're looking to announce it maybe on Monday or so, you know.